Yeah, alias Ron Kavanagh. Was it that I told you last week? Humiliatingly. Of course I told you last week. I told you everything I ever knew last week in an attempt to pad out this 3 hours without phone calls. Oh, and I said about that bloke's gone, by the way. I don't know who he was, but he comes and he's not Adrian. And we was at the awards, the Sony Radio Awards. Hats off to radio, says British industry. Sony, right? And all the radio stations were up there. Chris Tarrant, I was at Tarrant's table, and I thought, because I was given the best breakfast award, you see, and all that much less for something thing, and the nominations are, and the nominations were Radio Gloucestershire's Hello Gloucester, Chris Tarrant's Show of the Capital, and Network Africa on the World Service. And I thought, well, they've obviously got me here to give it, because he never won it. 5 years he's been up for it, and let's face it, it's the top show, and it's going to go down big on this radio station, but no one's in the room at the moment. I'm on my own here, so what I like. And opened up the envelope, and there it was, Network Africa, and old Chris's face. Talk about that jaw hitting the floor like a bag of spanners. The poor man became a shadow of his former self, went back to his seat, mere spot of grease. Talking about Chris Tarrant over here. Yeah, it's all right. No, please feel free. That's all right. Yeah, sorry. Right. Had some studio. He just walked back in. Good job he didn't know that other bit, are you gang? Anyway, so, so Tarrant didn't win it. And neither did GLR. Not a single one. Not even a nomination. Nowhere. And I was a little bit miffed about that. Well, imagine humiliation of having to give away the breakfast show award. I've done the odd breakfast show myself, gang. I mean, don't have to win it, but you could nominate me, you know, make me feel good on the stage. I thought, because Aspel's doing it, it'd be some kind of This Is Your Life deal. I'd get up there and they'd say, hold it down, there is one other nomination, but there wasn't. And so I mentioned it from the stage. And did anyone cheer? No one. Thanks to Sid Smith in Time Out for pointing out this disgrace. There's only two great disgraces in the world. One is the fact the average white band has never been released on CD. And, none of the average white band back catalogue is available on CD. Yeah, that's all right. And the other one is that GLR didn't get single mensch. And we're not one of these stations who just prattles on for our... here is proof that the letter I sent you yesterday enclosed one dead bee. I might have said the other week that bees are getting bigger. Perhaps this is in response to that. They are getting bigger. The man over here is called Harry H. Just Harry, not Harry H. Speaking of Harry H... Oh, this is... I'm free-forming here. Harry H. Corbett. He was very sensitive. I think I've told this story before. He was very sensitive about being known just for Steptoe, because before Steptoe, he was a leading light in the British theatre, especially at grassroots level. Started all these horrible, dreary co-ops that actors will want to do and pretend like what they do is basically very important. And the actors out there said, "Oh, really, Philistine? No, she got married. She's Phyllis Goldberg these days." Anyway, so where was I? Yeah, Harry H. Corbett. He doesn't want to be recognised just for Steptoe. And when he went on to do a series that Galton and Simpson wrote called Mr. H. He said to Barry Cryer, the warm-up man, who was the warm-up man, for it was he said, now, in the warm-up, I don't want any mention of that other series, OK? I mean, you can say about the John Plowright workshop I began in 1955, and you can say what I've been doing since, but please don't mention that series. So, Barry from Cars Mark Less, we went out in front of the studio audience, waiting for this new sitcom to start, and said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a big star on the show. He started the German player at Seattle and went off with this night stuff. That everyone, who's that then? And they thought Harry H. Corbett was in it. Got to finally one, said, would you please welcome him on stage now, lovely, lovely fella, Mr. Harry H. Corbett. But nobody had told Grahams about the secret deal, and they went, dan, dan, da, da, dan, dan, as he walked out on stage. And the audience wouldn't let it stop. Oh, Harry's blue face. Anyway, what was I saying before that, H? I don't remember. I think I was talking about bumblebees, which may or may not be getting bigger and have stings like Tessa Whitbread. Is it Tessa Whitbread? Jessica Whitbread? Something like that. Someone Whitbread's javelin. That's basically what it is. I hope it's dead. You never know. Oh, there. Look at that. That is a big bee. And I mean that in every sense. Look at that. It's a queen bee. It has that white tail, doesn't it? I hope it is dead. I drop it against the mic, so I'll prove it here. Listen to the noise that made. No, that wasn't the whole bee. Let me drop the bee against the mic again. That was it. That's a big bee. Anyway, somebody sent me a bee. We'll find out exactly what I've done that in the next two or three minutes.